Hello, everyone. Welcome back to In My Thoughts podcast. Today, we are back to the grind of posting these podcast episodes. If you don't know who I am, I'm Patty Star Oliva, the host of In My Thoughts podcast. I took a long break. Let's get into it. So I said I was coming back in January of 2024 for the new year because last year I took a long break from like the summer until January, specifically because I started my business, Tony's Denim, and I had literally no time to do my podcast, and I really wanted to focus on my business. And then I was like, okay, we're gonna do a new whole era of In My Thoughts podcast coming this January in 2024. And I was so excited. And I recorded a few episodes. I posted like, welcome back to In My Thoughts podcast. 2023 sucked, but we're back. And then I never posted again. And that's because I'm a second semester senior at the University of Connecticut. And I'm still doing 7 classes in order to graduate on time. So I couldn't focus on my business, my podcast. I literally just had to focus on my schoolwork. And I had to work too. So I was really busy, but recently I had a week off from my work because I work at a school, an elementary school, and for some reason this morning, it's Friday, April 19th, 1:22 p.m. So this might be posting like the same day or the next day, but I want to post it right away. But I was like, oh my gosh, I went to my Instagram, In My Thoughts Podcast Instagram, and I was like, oh my God, I kind of missed this. So I was like, let's start doing this again. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm Patty. As I said, a little bit about me. I'm a senior at UConn. I'm graduating in 2 weeks. I have a business called Tony's Denim. I have this podcast called In My Thoughts Podcast. I just want to do so many things and at the same time, but I can't. I really want to choose like one or two things and like go with it. But I'm just like, what if one fails? So I just keep doing so many things. I wanted to start a Instagram and TikTok on running. I actually made a TikTok user and an Instagram user called Girls Start Running, because I started running. I'm training for a 5K, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I should start something, because in my town there's a running club, but it's all old people. And I was like, I want like a club, but like for young people. So I want to start that. There's so many things I want to start. I don't know what to focus on. My business, I had to stop it for a while, and now I'm just conflicted. But I invested so much money in it, so I don't want to stop it. So it's just such a conflicting time, and the job market sucks, so I don't have a full-time job after college, and I graduate in 2 weeks, so it's just a whole thing. But welcome back to In My Thoughts podcast. I actually, a few weeks ago, went on to my like data analytics for my podcast, and I realized how many people actually listen to my podcast. Even like they tell you like how many listeners this past month, and I was like, people are still listening to my podcast. Like, I haven't posted uploaded a podcast episode since January like 1st, and then before that was like 6 months before then that I stopped. So it was just crazy that people are still listening to my podcast. So I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I should start doing it again. Do people actually like listening to my podcast? Please let me know. But I went private on my Instagram, but I just went public, and I'm going to start posting it again on In My Thoughts podcast with 2 T's at the end on Instagram. I don't think I'm going to do TikTok anytime soon though, because that's a lot of work. Content creation is a lot of work. But let's get into it, because that's a little introduction about me. You're going to learn more about me soon. I have realized I don't want to ever do guests or do like a season of guests. I just want to keep doing me. It's kind of fun. But today is called, our episode is called I Knew It Was Bad When, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to read you some things a long time ago. Well, in 2022, I don't even remember 2022. I was a sophomore, whatever. But I was very reading this. I was very like depressed. I actually wanted to write a book. My friend was writing a book, and I was like, I want to write a book too. So I honestly I wanted to write a book, and it was called Instead of Therapy. And then I just stumbled upon it this morning, and I started reading what I was writing. And chapter 6 is called I Knew It Was Bad When. And that was crazy. So I read it. It's very short. It was like, I knew it was when it was bad when this happened. I knew it was bad when this happened. So I'm going to read it to you. And I feel like a lot of people are going to relate to this, but I didn't even realize how bad it was until I read this. When I think back to 2022, I was like, I wasn't depressed. I was like, literally fine. And I'm like, why did I write this? You know, maybe it was the past, but let's get into it. So I'm going to read it once, and then we're going to kind of debrief it because it's kind of crazy. Okay, chapter 6. I knew it was bad when. I knew it was bad when I looked in the mirror and I thought I was fat when I weighed 115 pounds. I knew it was bad when I had to think of a lie in the morning to tell my mom when she asked, "What did you eat today?" I knew it was bad when I only ate one time a day and lied about the rest of the times I ate that day. I knew it was bad when I had to lie and say my phone died when I didn't text my mom. I knew it was bad when I had to say I was going to get ice cream or watch the sunset with my friends when in reality I was going alone. I knew it was bad when I took a nap because I was tired when I was really just sad. I said I was taking a nap because I was tired when I was really just sad. I knew it was bad when people asked me why my eyes were red and I said I was tired and not because I just cried. I knew it was bad when I started saying that I was fine for everything. I knew it was bad when my nails were bitten down and I had no eyelashes on my right eye. I knew it was bad when I cried myself to sleep every other night. I knew it was bad when I needed to have my TV going in order to fall asleep so I wouldn't feel alone. I knew it was bad when I started getting anxiety everywhere I went. I knew it was bad when I cried myself to work. I knew it was bad when I stopped being happy for everyone around me because I wasn't happy. I knew it was bad when I got anxious whenever someone told me good news about themselves. I knew it was bad when my mindset switched from positive to negative. I knew it was bad when my mom said she didn't think I liked her. I knew it was bad when I lost the beautiful vision I created of myself in the future. That was it. That was the chapter. That's what I wrote. And I don't even remember writing this. And I'm just like, I was really going through something. Because a lot of these things, like the first couple of I Knew It Whens, I never considered myself having like body dysmorphia until I started going to the gym. I started going to the gym, I think, in 2022. But I didn't realize that I thought, or in the moment, like when I said those first few things, when you hear that, you're probably like, wow, she really has an eating disorder. But in that moment, I didn't think that at all. But when I read that, I was like, I only ate one time a day, and the rest of the times I had to lie. I actually remember like trying to think of lies for my mom because my mom always was like, you need to eat, make sure you're eating. I still am a very picky eater, but right now I eat a lot. I started working out like consistently in 2022, but recently for the past year, I've started actually like taking it seriously. So I had to start like eating, and now I eat 3 times a day. And I just remember like hating everything, every single food. And I like didn't know what to say sometimes when my mom was like, "What did you eat today?" And I'm like, I remember just like sitting at my kitchen table doing work or whatever. And my mom asked me that, and like my mind scrambled because I was like, I only ate like oatmeal today, and that's like so bad. But just reading that, I've actually really grown because I thought, I didn't think I was ever that sad. Because do you know how I feel like Gen Z, especially this day and age, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm depressed, oh, I want to kill myself. And it's so like, it's taken so unseriously when it should be taken seriously, especially for some people. And so I remember I always used to say, and my friends used to say, everyone always said, like, oh, I'm so depressed when there's something happened, like, just thinking negatively. And looking back, I feel like I was actually really in a bad place, but I didn't realize it. I was kind of just like putting on a happy face just because I just thought that's how I had to, what I had to do. And the book that I was writing is called Instead of Therapy, because I don't like therapy. Well, it's not that I don't like therapy. I just feel like I've only tried it. Well, I've never really tried it. I've only gone to therapy twice. And it was actually my sister's therapist both times, because she was in therapy a long time ago. This was like probably 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago. And then I don't remember the first time. I think it was just getting to know her therapist. And then the second time, it was right after my dad passed away. And my entire family went to see her and just talk about it. But I feel like I just don't like talking about my feelings. I remember actually wanting to do therapy again. And I wanted the therapist that my sister had, because she knew about my past, but like our family and everything. And I felt like it was going to be easier to talk to her, but then my insurance didn't cover it. Therapy is expensive. And I was like, I don't want to get a new therapist, because I know so many people who have gone through so many therapists because they don't like the therapist. I always think back to, it's crazy. If anyone watches The D'Amelio Show, I watch it. Honestly, it's actually a good show. It's actually reality, like more real than like the Kardashian reality. You know what I'm saying? But I remember Charli D'Amelio was saying that she was in therapy, and then she was saying how she was sad, and the therapist was like, "Oh, don't be sad. Like, my daughter loves you." Like, that was crazy. But I feel like some therapists just like are therapists. They're just listening to you. And they don't really care, if you know what I mean. So I've never really wanted to go to therapy for that reason. But anyways, I knew it was bad when a lot of things happened. And I'm actually thinking back to some of these instances. I remember the first time I said I was going to watch the sunset with my friends, and in reality, I was doing it alone, because I remember saying that because I didn't want my mom to know that I, like, no one wanted to come with me, or I don't even know if anyone wanted to, but, like, no one was available, so I went alone. I didn't want my mom to know about that. Like, that's embarrassing. I knew she was going to feel bad for me, so I didn't want to say anything. And then I started saying, like, oh, I'm getting ice cream with my friends. I'm doing this with my friends. And in reality, I was doing absolutely nothing. And, I mean, being alone. And now, 2 years later, I only have, like, one friend, Raina Jane. I've talked about her on this podcast. She was on my podcast as a guest, actually. But I still hang out with her. But the thing is, I am so used to being alone now, protecting my peace, because, you know, a lot of people out there do you wrong. And now I, like, don't want to open up to anyone. I also, like, don't know how to make friends anymore. I feel like it's been years, because I didn't really make any friends in college because I was commuting. And commuters always are, like, going to class, coming home, because that's what you can do. And I was also working. But also because it was like COVID, the first year was online, some are hybrid. So it was hard to make friends. And then making friends, the last person I made friends with that like lasted a long time was probably freshman year of high school. I made my friend Silvana, and we were friends throughout high school. And then we kind of departed. Because that's what, I mean, that happens. But that was the last person that I personally made friends with. Like, I've made other friends, but that's usually throughout high school, especially. But that was usually because, like, one of my other friends that I already had, like, brought them into the group, if you know what I mean. So I, like, don't know how to make a friend anymore. And there are people that I want to talk to, and I'm just like, oh, they would be such a good friend. Or, like, I don't know. I don't know if they would be a good friend, but, like, a great person to talk to. But I just have so much anxiety, social anxiety. I don't know how to talk to people anymore. And someone was actually telling me how they have, they're like, what is it called? Select mutism or something? Mutism? Social anxiety? And I never heard of that. And it was like, sometimes she was saying how she, like, sometimes really wants to talk, but she just can't get herself to talk. And I'm just like, that's me to an extent. Sometimes I have, like, so much to say, but I have a fear of what people think about me. Especially now, since I, like, barely talk to anyone anymore, I have a fear that people are going to judge me. So I just don't talk. And I am like, I have to go out more. Like I was saying, I like being alone now. So I kind of just hang out with my dog. And my dog actually really saved me, honestly. He's been a real one. His name's Cooper. But I kind of just, like, I love going on long walks with my dog, and doing things just with my dog. And there are some times when I'm, like, invited out and I'm just like, I don't really want to go, but I really need to force myself to, or else I'm not going to make any friends. Like, there are people at the gym. The gym is, like, the place I go. I go to school, I go to work, and I go to the gym. Those are the three places I go. The rest, I'm, like, just walking outside with my dog. And I'm just like, I should make friends at the gym because we have a mutual liking towards something, the gym, working out. And there's some people that I want to, like, compliment and say hi to, but I'm just, like, so scared that they're going to judge me. And there was this one time, this girl came up to me, and we always see each other. I never really thought, like, to talk to her, but I do copy her because she's really good at, like, lifting weights. Like, she deadlifts, and I started deadlifting, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so good. Let me watch you. And then she came up to me one of the first times I was deadlifting, and she was like, you have amazing form. I'm like, oh my gosh, no way. Like, this is, like, one of my first times doing it. And she was like, yeah, it's amazing. And I'm just like, we were in the middle of working out, so I don't think we would, like, have a full-on conversation, but I regret not having more of a conversation. And now we, like, still see each other and smile at each other, but I'm just like, I feel like I missed it. I mean, I can still talk to her, but I just don't know, like, what to bring up, because it's just been so long, like, talking to some, like, making a friend. And I also don't like the beginning of friendships, or I've never been in embarrassing, but I've never been in a relationship with someone. So my friend was saying, like, she's in this relationship with someone. She was saying she doesn't even want to start over with someone else. I mean, she's in a relationship, but, like, she wouldn't want to, like, get another boyfriend, like, if this one goes wrong, because, like, she doesn't want to go through, like, the first stages of having a boyfriend, because it's just, like, you're not comfortable with them. And that's kind of with friendship. I don't want to be like, the first conversation, it's like the icebreakers when you're just starting out in school. Like, what's your name? Oh, I'm Patty. What's your major? What do you like to do? Like, those types of conversations, I hate them so much, and they never go anywhere. So that's why, I don't know, I just have so much anxiety. I don't even know where I was going with this. From when I just do things alone. Yeah, I just like being by myself, because honestly, yeah, I overthink, but other people hurt me more than myself. And a lot of people probably think the opposite, because when you get into your head, you can really hurt yourself. But it's another problem that I have, which I was talking to my sister last night. I was like, in 2020, I could not fall asleep. This was another, I knew it was bad when I could not fall asleep without having my computer or my whatever iPad TV on, with a show playing in the background, because I would get into my head and I would not be able to sleep. I would have anxiety. So I literally I still do. I have a fan on, and my I have my iPad on my bed. It's so bad. I feel like, don't people say like you're not supposed to have your phone or any electronics when like on your bed or even near you? Like it's right next to me. And I have it on like one decibel. Is it called a decibel? I don't know. The first volume. So I can barely hear it, but it just makes me more comfortable and like less alone, even though my dog's right there, but like less alone. And I can't fall asleep because I overthink, and usually it's gotten worse now. So I literally have my iPad everywhere. I'm an iPad kid. I don't play games. I watch TV, and I have my iPad everywhere. And my mom's like, bro, you literally have to stop watching TV. But the thing is, some of the time I'm not even watching the TV. It's just background noise that I like to have, like, to feel not alone. I'm watching The Office, right? Well, I just finished The Office. And the main shows, I repeat shows because I don't like starting new shows because I know what's going to happen in the shows. So I'm not going to be surprised. I like starting new shows like The Office, for example, because it's like happy, it's funny, it's like a sitcom kind of thing. But I think I've watched Friends probably, I don't even know how many hours I've watched Friends because that's the main show I fall asleep to. But my main shows that I love to repeat, you know them, Modern Family, The Office now, Abbott Elementary, Friends, Baby Daddy. Those shows, they're just like comforting. And I can't fall asleep without having a show in the background. Right now, I'm rewatching Friends at night, but rewatching The Office during the day. But yeah, I knew it was bad. There's still things that are happening in this from 2022 when I was saying I knew it was bad when. Yeah, it's still bad, and that's fine. One thing that I actually noticed a long time ago, I used to always, oh my God, I'm doing it now because I'm like talking about it, scratch my eyelashes. This is so weird. And I used to always say they're itchy. And it was so random. And I always had a gap in my right eye and the eyelashes. And I was like, what is going on? Like, what? And I always hated it because I always used to scratch it. And then there was no hair there. And it would still like, quote unquote, itch. It would just hurt. So I wanted to itch it. And then I would like, with my nail, it would like cut. This is so, oh my God. Trigger warning. Not cut, but like scratch my eye so much that it would like make a bump and then it would actually hurt. And I did not know what that was. I used to look it up and I was like, it always said, oh, you have eyelash mites. I was like, no, I don't. Because it's been happening for years. I think it started in like middle school and it's been happening for years. And I do not have eyelash mites. So that's so disrespectful on your part. But that's like, that was like the only thing they could say, like that was happening. I was like, what? So I don't know what was happening. And it was only on my right eye and eyelashes. And then I realized, I don't remember when someone said something or I watched something. I watched something on TikTok, I'm pretty sure. And so they were talking about anxiety tics. And I realized that me scratching my eyelashes was an anxiety tic. I don't know if it's like a quote unquote tic, but it's a result. It's like biting your fingernails. Like when you're anxious, you bite your fingernails. I do that too. But another thing was itching my eyelashes. And I was like, is that really true? I don't know. Because they would grow back. And then I realized every time I'm so anxious about something, I itch my eyelashes and they fall out. And it's so bad. And I have the Grande Lash Eyelash Serum that helps your eyelashes grow. And I always use that. But it's like so bad because I'm like scraping my eyelashes out and then using the serum. I'm like, this is useless. But there's just so many things I still do. I knew it was bad when. I started getting anxiety everywhere I went. I still do get anxiety. It's bad. I need to really step out of my comfort zone. But I'm just saying this because there are so many times when I thought I was okay. Well, I knew I was like kind of sad, but I thought I was okay. And I was just not okay at this time when I wrote this, and I just didn't know it exactly. Because we all joke, we all say, oh, it's fine, like, I'm fine. Oh, how are you? It's a reflex, honestly, to say, I'm good when someone says, oh, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. It's not even thinking about how you actually are. It's a reflex to say, oh, I'm good. Because also, like, do you want to get into it? I remember this time, there's so many instances when I go to my friend's house, Reyna's house, and I'm close with all of her family, and she's, her mom's always like, how are you, Patty? And I'm just like, I'm good. And she's like, you are? And I'm like, no, I don't know why I said that. Because I'm actually, like, not good. But I just wanted to go through that because that was crazy. I read that and I was like, I was not okay. And yeah, that's pretty much I wanted to talk about today. And just to let you know that everything is going to get better. It might be gradual. There was a quote someone actually said, and I feel like I'm not going to quote it because I don't know exactly their words. And I also don't know who said it. I have a TikTok on it, but he was saying how he was talking to his therapist, and his therapist said that comparing life as to one of those monitors at the hospital, do you know when you're connected to all those monitors and it shows like beep, 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 and when you die, it like flat lines, it's like beep. And then she was saying how that's life. You have to have your ups and you have to have your downs, because if you're always at that like middle point where everyone wants to be, maybe you don't want to be too happy. I don't want to be too happy because I know something bad's going to happen. But the thing is, if you have like that right in the middle of being really happy and really sad, then you're dead. You're flatlined. You have to have those happy moments and you have to have those sad moments. It's a part of life, which I don't like. No one likes, but you know, maybe something happy is coming if you are sad right now. And I really hope you're not sad. But yeah, I always think about my future. This is like, it's kind of sad, but I think about my future, and recently, I've been thinking about how, oh, I want 4 kids. I want to live in this town. And this is my husband. I have like a person in my mind for my husband. Never going to be my husband. But it's an old friend that I used to like. But I have like these like very vivid daydreams about like my future. And so I'm like, this is way too perfect. And every kid has trauma. And I'm just like, what trauma are my kids going to have? And like when your kids are having trauma, your parents are usually having trauma. For example, like divorce, that's a traumatic thing. If someone dies in your family, that's a traumatic thing. I'm just like, so everyone's going through that trauma. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what trauma are my kids going to have? Like, am I going to get a divorce? I don't want that. I'm like, is someone going to get sick in my life? Like, I don't want that. Like, all these things we don't want, but it's inevitable. And we have to face that reality. I'm a dreamer. I'm not really a realist. I'm a realist when I'm down, obviously, because real, oh my gosh, life is not cute. But I'm mainly a dreamer. And I think so many things are going to happen. But like when I'm at those down points, I'm just like, why did I even think that was going to happen? Like, that's not going to happen. Like, we have to be real about this. But I'm mainly a dreamer. Welcome to my podcast, guys. You're in my thoughts. Literally, we started from one thing and we're ending on a completely different topic. But we're about at 30 minutes, which is kind of where I want my podcast to end. I just wanted to really share that chapter from my quote-unquote book that I'm never going to publish, but I just found it so interesting that I really reflected on what I was going through, and it was really that bad. I have, let me just read you my chapter names. It's 16 pages, by the way. Oh my gosh, it's 16 pages. I didn't even realize that. It's like my obsessions. I can make a whole nother podcast episode on that because I have these really deep obsessions with people, and it's just weird. I need to tell you something. What did I need to tell you? Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I wrote a lot the night before. Oh, I remember the night before was about, I know what that was about. That was a really sad chapter. I was really going through it, but I wrote instead of going to therapy. Did it help? No, not at all, because I don't even remember writing this. Do you know the song? When you look like yourself, but you're somebody else, but it ain't on the surface. Well, you talk like yourself. No, I hear someone else now. You're making me nervous. That used to be my anthem because I was so depressed. Because I was like, I look like myself, but that's not me. That's not the Patricia I know. But that's all. We're going to end it on that, which is kind of, this was kind of a depressing, kind of reflecting episode. But, and I don't even need to edit this episode because I did not stop it once. Because they did this whole new thing with the podcast thing that I'm using, and I did not stop it once. This is full, like, raw footage of me. One day I want to start doing camera, but I never look good when I'm recording podcasts. But I hope I really can do this. I can post more episodes, and I hope you liked this episode, and I'm so glad so many of you are still here and listening to my episodes. I'm almost at 5,000 listeners. And the last time I checked, or when I was consistent with podcasts, it was like almost at like, it was almost 4,000 listeners. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? Wow. Even when I don't post, you guys are here. So thank you so much for listening. And let me know, I'm going to post more on Instagram, but let me know what other episodes you want to hear or what kinds of things you want to hear. So you guys are happy listening to my podcast, but you are in my thoughts and I'm in yours. Actually, I don't know if I'm in yours. You're in my thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I will see you another day. I don't know if it's going to be every Friday, if it's going to be random, but thank you so much for listening. Bye, guys.